next morning, my mother gets on the lake, that someone has a plan to do it before we go, that's the end of my mistake. We're in Acts chapter 23, starting about verse 17. So we'll take about it and turn it there to follow along with it. I'm doing a lot of reading right now, there's some things that, this is about Paul, that's ripped on his way to be a, tried and stuff, and, we'll try to go ahead and get through the book of Acts here in the next couple of Sundays or something. I don't know, is any book that anybody wants to start in after that? So I can start here for the prayer board and use to not come back to you. You want to just go on the loans? Houston said he might be able to come back after the middle of the month. I guess he can see the doctors. We hope that's the case. We hope we can. But if we can't, we all be stuck with me if we can find somebody back. So we'll do the best we can. And do what we can. I'd like to thank Darrell for the lesson he gave today. It was a good lesson. A lot of times, you know, there's so much pride in everything that he spoke about and talked about today. Because a lot of times when we were out in the world and stuff, we want to be friends with everybody. We associate with everybody and do the things we can to try to have friends and stuff. Sometimes, those kinds of friends, I call it to be with, and I know I still work some part time down at Rocky Land, and we have some friends down there that they don't have God in their life, and they don't want God in their life, and it's a bad thing, it's a bad situation, and when you try to talk to them about it, well, they don't want to hear you. I always try to talk to them. I had one of my black friends came up to me last week, and he's a Christian. And he said, "Richard, I just want to let you know that no matter where I've ever met you or where I've walked the phone with you, always conduct yourself as a Christian. I don't know if you're a Christian or not, but you would make a good one if you would." So, and that made me feel good because I always try. Treat everybody right, treat everybody fair, and be friendly with everybody. I love everybody. Sometimes I don't like the way they do it. I don't like the way people do it. It makes me mad. It makes me aggravated. But I try not to express my aggravation to follow. I try not to be around this kind of people. I don't like to be around nobody that's negative all the time. But it bothers my spirit. I like to be happy, I like to be friendly, I just love everybody. But anyway, I appreciate the guy coming up to me and telling me that. And that's the way I am when I'm even more than that for it, is I try to be a good person. We're in chapter 23, start about verse 17. Paul and there were 40 Jews that bound themselves together, saying that they wouldn't want to eat or they wouldn't want to drink anything until they killed Paul. So Paul was on the fishing boat on his way to journey to be tried. So there's 40 Jews. You ever come back to these Jews, and always laying in wait for it. You know, the Jews just didn't, they didn't like Paul because Paul was preaching Jesus to them. And they wanted to be the, I guess you could call it the big dog of religion. The Jews, the Pharisees, and all of that. And we have that in our country today, even in the we see it every day on TV. And look, there's always the big dogs, always laying in wait, always trying to get there. You know, and we kind of understand how Paul works here. They bound themselves together and under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink until they kill Paul. Can you imagine religious people standing together trying to kill a man that's preaching to you? It's the gospel. That's the way they work. That's the way they do. There's more than 40 of them had this conspiracy that they were going to do this. And Paul's nephew heard them talking about that they were going to kill Paul. Verse 16, it says, and when Paul's sister's son heard of their lying in wait, he went and entered into the castle and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions, actually, one of the guards, and said, bring this young man unto the chief captain, for he has a certain thing to tell him. So he took him and brought him to the chief captain and said, Paul, the prisoner called me unto him and prayed me to bring this young man unto me. He has something to say. This young man, Paul's nephew, was going to tell what was fixing to happen. Then the chief captain took him by the hand and went inside with him privately and asked him, what is it that thou hast to tell him? And he said, the Jews have agreed to desire thee that thou wouldst bring down Paul tomorrow and to the council, as they would require somebody to come in on purpose. Do not thou yield unto them, for their life and weight for him of them more than 40 men, which have bound themselves with an oath that they will neither eat nor drink till they have killed them. And now are they ready, looking for the promise for them. Can you imagine Paul laying down at night sleeping, wondering what was going to happen? These 40 men are going to be waiting for him. They're going to try to kill him. Just to Paul, he's preaching to you. Is because he was doing what he was set out to do by the Lord. But I imagine Paul knew that he had the Lord on his side. He had escaped prison many times. The Lord had delivered him out of his name before. And Paul knew that if it was his time to go, he was ready to go. He said there was a crown laid up for him. Later on, he said there was a crown laid up for him. Which is, you know, ready for him because he has done the things that he has promised the Lord that he would do to the Lord as directed him. So the chief captain then let the young man depart and charged him, see that I tell no man that thou hast shown these things to him. And he called on him two centurions, saying, make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 300 with the 70. And spearmen 200 at the third hour of the night. The third hour of the night would have been 9 o'clock after dark. They were going to kill out the clock. 470 shall come to soldiers. I'll get that down if I show myself. 470 soldiers. They were going to make sure that Paul got there one way or the other. There were a lot of men just to take one man on that 70 miles. They headed out at 9 o'clock at night and provided them beasts that they may set Paul on and bring him safe unto Felix the governor. And he wrote a letter after this matter to the governor, Claudius Lysias, unto the most excellent governor Felix, 73. This man was taken of the Jews and should have been killed with them. Then came out of an army and rescued him and had understood that he was an army. And when I would have known the cause whereof they accused him, I brought him forth into the council, whom I perceived to be accused of questions of the law, but to have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death for the law. And he was told me how that the Jews laid wait for him to go. Wait for the man I sent straightway to thee and gave commandment to his accused, also to say, before we what thou hast against our word. And he wrote this letter, he thanked the government, I think it was Paul, who was supposed to deliver him the government, this letter, said to them why he had sent him to him. It says, very one, then the soldiers said it was commanded him, so Paul and brought him by night unto Antipas. On the morrow they left the horsemen to go with him and returned to the castle. But when they came to Caesarea and delivered the epistle to the governor, they sent Paul also to the horsemen. And when the governor had read the letter, he asked him what province he was in. And when he understood that he was of Cilicia, I will hear thee, said he, and I am accused. And he commanded him to be killed and hurt. Judgment on him. Can you imagine Paul? He wouldn't know what was fixing to happen. He didn't know what was going to happen, but he was going to be able to give his defense. Does anybody have any questions or comments in this chapter 23? If you've been a refugee, have been. He was getting done to him what he had done to people before. And I told him, I'm showing you how much great things he was suffering. He made a lot of people suffer. After having him, after being executed, all of them, a lot of us, and then. All stuff we've done, the stuff we've made, and continue to do it. Chapter 24. And after 5 days, Ananias and I prayed to send to the government to a certain man of the Lord named Philip. We informed the government of his part. And he said, they've been a long way. And when he was called forward, the government began to refuse him, saying, seeing that by deeds we can show a great kindness and that very wicked deeds are done unto this nation by our prophet. We accept it always and in all places that is mother to it with all thanksgiving. Notwithstanding that I be not troubled to be this wonderful, I pray to thee that thou wilt hear of. For we have found this man, a testament of God, a mover of the vision, and all of you throughout the world, and a great leader of the sect. Testament of God, what is a testament of God? All we call it on God. All we call it on God is on God's testimony to Jesus, because he was telling the truth, the conviction, and the self-righteousness that they were there, and the things that they were doing. You weren't supposed to make a debate. The mover of sedition, what is that? Someone who would rebel against the government, or the high army, or the place that you know they're used to follow the government. But I'll follow the government instead of the church. He's praising the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, the death and the resurrection of Jesus. That's what he's talking about. He says, who also has known about the same repentance? When you do it, and you have good before you do it all. And the chief captain of the militia came upon us, and the great violence took the world out of the hand. What are you taking out of the hand by Paul and Timothy? He took it, and he took it, and he took it, and he said, commanded him. By examining of whom myself mayest take knowledge of all these things were under the future. And the Jews also attempted saying that these things were so. Do you think the Jews were fully better than the truth of that life? Or they bring the accusation against Paul because of the woman he killed? They didn't like Paul. They didn't think Paul wanted to get hurt. And they would tell anything. You said that a lot of women today. Did Paul ever let the government definitely see? Or as much as I know that God has seen I'm living with all the children in the head of the town. Because that I may as well understand that there are yet 4 days to be lived before the Lord. And they make a fight to be in the temple of the spirit of the new man, to be the raising up and rising up the people, neither in the synagogue nor in the city. Neither can they prove the things for love they now keep. They have no proof of it, but they have lost their opinion against God, trying to get people, trying to get the aid of the truth or whatever. But they were against Paul and all the way. 14, but this I confess unto you, that after the way which they call a heresy, so they worship I am God and my Father. Believe all things which are written in the law. All of you, the Lord, we believe the things that were written. We believe the law. We study under the mayor, which was one of the best teachers. In that time, we wrote and described the things that God studied with all the apostles. Paul studied them. Paul knew the law. He knew the Old Testament. He knew what the prophecy predicted that he knew what was going to happen. He knew his things were done in the form. They had persecuted Jesus. They had killed a lot of people. They were proud of the Jews, not knowing the things that they accused him of, knowing that he didn't matter. And the first thing that the rest of them were not that. Verse 15, and that hope for God, which they themselves also alive, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead. Hope. Sanctity when you hear it, how do you believe? They didn't believe in the spirit of the angel or anything like that. They thought if you say it, you believe it. That's it. There's no more. But we know that that's not true. The Pharisees believed in the resurrection. They believed in the spirit, they believed in the angel and stuff, but they didn't confess that at all. It was the name that he said he was, which is the gospel. And herein do I exercise myself that I have always been not controlled of offering before God and for him. And after many years, it came to my mind in that nation and offering. For upon certain Jews, the major fountain was purified in the temple, even the most loving Jews and lowly folks, who also have been here before the Jews, and God was here for them to follow him. They let many such times hear say that they have done any evil doing in me, which I stood before the council, except the grief for which I put forward about Christ standing among us, put in the resurrection of the dead, and I am called to touch the house. He knew what Daniel had said back in Daniel, chapter 12, verse 2, we read that. All of you all, Daniel had said, and many of them asleep in the dust. On the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame, and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the sun, and they that turn penny to righteousness as the stars of the world of the sun. There will be a resurrection of the dead, there will be a resurrection of the living who are still alive, that when you give back. We shall not prevail against them, and we shall not proceed those who are dead, because they will rise to it. And we will arise to the power of the dead. First Thessalonians 4 and 13 says, but I would not have you to be ignorant of them, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others. For if we believe that we must die before the end, even so we are not going to slip and pick up. God. sorrow. They don't have it. They have the hope of maybe waking up tomorrow and having enough money to buy something to drink or be able to come back to work that day. They have the hope in the future because they don't live up to it. Neither do they want to live up to it. So we know that they don't have the hope in the future. So they come to life. Maybe they would like to say to you, you can't raise the world, you can't talk with it. Because we don't listen. We look like these people here all the time to think that they're having stuff on the work for you, doing the things that they shouldn't have been doing. And yet, they don't listen. They don't understand the hope that we have. I would hate to wake up tomorrow. Sin, they don't want to do what's right, and they don't understand. God. They don't have the knowledge of God, and they don't want to do what's right. All they want to do is the conveniences and the feel good of this world. Get drunk, get involved in sexual activity, and all of the other stuff that's going on. We see on TV. These countries like that, when they were so rich with sin, just like downtown Nashville, these people were really good friends and had a good time. They were all going through it. And then they were good friends. They may have thought most of them were hard. If we believe that Jesus died and lived again, even so, we are helping us. Those people are dying for the Lord. That's what we want to do. That's what we want to do. Paul knew that all of these things were possible. Daniel, all those who were high. Abraham had sincerity to Paul and directed him on liberty, and then he should prepare none for the appointments to minister to the Lord. And after certain days, he figured came to his wife and children. This was a view of the sin of Paul to the church and the son of the Lord. It was for Elizabeth, and he reasoned all for his steward. And the reason for asking him, judge of the truth, leader of the truth, and answer. other way. So this time, I'm not having a good thing to say. I was scared to death. I wasn't going to see. No, John 16:8. Jesus is telling him, he said, if you do this time, you will prophesy to God. Which is what he was really saying. And when he is coming, he will reprove the Lord of sin. Last. Yeah. This is kind of a parallel of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit. We give thanks to the I'm not saying we ever seen him if we do, we have a lot of things that we do in our life that we know that we do anybody wrong for us to say that we do a lot of things in our life. Yes, in your heart, we'll be right back. not only your people, but stand to your side and the Lord. We all need to pray. Let's stop there. We start to check. May you use the Bible to give that to you. We will give that to you.